The Seekin seemed friendly, shimmering with colour and life. Grace could no longer ignore.
Breathe, Grace, breathe.
The colour gave way to darkness.
She found herself amidst a great coral bed. She needed to decide her own path. But Lump had made her choice. But Robin had let Lump go. Far too narrow for winged beasts.
I shouldn't have let her do that.
Wish Lump could have been here. But Georgia had no time for this.
Must get away.
Numbing all other thoughts.
I can't let that happen. I wish I could ask Lump.
But Grace had no time for this.
Another branching tunnel.
There was comfort in its numbing embrace.
Bending with almost malicious intent. Endless and all-consuming.
What am I doing? Down here, I guess.
Ugh, how do I get up there?
It would not cease. Robin could no longer ignore this one. All right.
I need to find the dragon.
The walls were closing in.
A tangled mess of caverns and hollows.
Freezing cold blanketed Robin. Her thoughts had only one way to go.
I knew it!
Wrong tunnel. Georgia could no longer ignore.
Breathe, Georgia. Breathe. No. Focus.
A seed of chilling doubt took root. No annoying little Lump to complain. Now Georgia had to believe in herself.
The submerged tunnels flared outwards. Now Grace had to believe in herself. But Grace had let Lump go.
Freezing cold blanketed Georgia.
Now Robin had to believe in herself.
With the bridge crumbled behind her. But Robin had no time for this. The pressure of the deep water on her chest. Guilt dogged her every step. A cold determination gripped her.
What would Elder Ava think of me?
I don't even know where the dragon is. Must keep moving.
Can't let it get me.
Learn why all of this happened. As cold as the water she'd come from.
It's cold here.
Freezing cold blanketed Grace. There was nothing I could have done. A host of them greeted her with curious chatter.